If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We back in business, man. It's another glorious, glorious Tuesday. We back out here, man. I hope everybody's doing well. If you're watching this, I assume everything is going decent enough to where you got the time to even watch and listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Your phone is working. Your internet is working. You're able to tune in. You're able to pull up. You're able to take it in and listen and do all these things, man. Those are the blessings right off the top, man. I hope you got access to water that you can drink that'll help your body. Make sure y'all drinking enough of it. Drink it every day. Make it a point to drink water. Make it a point. It's a valued piece of existence right here, man. Just water, just as simple as that. I know we overlook it. I know we take it for granted, but man, get in on that water, man. All right? We back, man. Patreon was tripping, so I don't know what's going on with the links and such, but hopefully everything is on the better. Hopefully everything is on the up and up. Hopefully we moving and grooving. All that good stuff. And I apologize for what's going on with the Patreon, man. I apologize. But we still going to push through. We're going to push through. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it cracking, man. Happy Tuesday. This will be Wednesday for some of y'all when you're hearing the podcast. You're like, oh, it drops on Wednesday, but I record on Tuesdays. All right? So here we are, man. If your family is being affected by what's going on with ICE, families getting snatched up, people getting snatched up and thrown up in the gulags and stuff like that, being treated like just straight up common criminals, is, I don't condone that, man. I'm not with it. I ain't feeling it. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I know there's parameters and rules you got to abide by to become an actual citizen of this country, but you ain't got to be snatching people up and tossing them and treating them like trash. I ain't with it. I ain't feeling it. Treating people like violent criminals is wild work. And then America want to claim that they better than this. Are we? I told y'all not to vote for this man, first of all. And it's not like, you know what I'm saying, you needed me to tell you. Listen, told y'all, man. Don't vote for this man. And ever since he been up in office, he been acting an absolute ass. But a lot of us was like, yo, don't vote for this man. Don't do it. You're crazy. You're wild. You claiming, yeah, I'm voting for money. No, you wasn't. You knew it was going to be bullshit on the back end. And here we are. The bullshit is flying. Told y'all not to vote for him, man. And we here now. We here now. And so, you know, I've been seeing a lot of posts and videos about people having a change of heart. You should have knew better. What you think was going to happen? Because one thing about Trump, man, he going to show you who he is. And he been doing that. That's one thing I can say about Donald Trump. He going to show you who he is. And he's been showing it. Y'all are, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's why this president is so polarizing. He's showing you who he is, and you're going to sit there and condone it. So that makes you look like a certain type of person. That's why a lot of times with this type of president, he's polarizing, and he's a deal breaker, and he's a red flag for a lot of people. It's more than just merely Democrat and Republican with him. It's something more. And so when you sit here and be like, yeah, I rock with him, you rocking with something way deeper than just mere, oh, it's just economics for me. No, it ain't. It's deeper than that. So now we seeing it. Now we seeing it. That's why a lot of us, you know, we put the hard line in the sand. Like, if you fuck with Trump, for real, we can't fuck with you. It's beyond mere Democrat and Republican. Because I don't care about either party, to be honest with you. I don't trust neither one of them. But I tell you this. Not only do I not trust Donald Trump, but it's like, yo, he's telling you who he is. So it's like, oh, well, shit. All right. Well, I ain't even got to look deep on this man. I ain't even got to do the squinty-eyed, well, are you who you claim to be? He's telling us who he is. And y'all still was signing up and co-signing and rocking with it. So that's the crazy part. But regardless of all of that, man, my heart goes out to the families affected by this. The family and friends, and like, you know, I'm not with it. I ain't feeling it. And, you know, black people are going to be like, well, hey, that ain't our problem. Man, it's our problem too, man. I don't like to see people getting done dirty in no shape or form. I'm not with it. I don't like it. You know, I feel for people, man. I just got to come to terms with the fact that I'm just compassionate, man. I'm compassionate. It's just what it is, man. I got compassion. Ah, damn it, man. I'm compassionate, all right? Sue me. I'll be out here big compassion, man. Compassion in the streets. I'll be watching videos, man. I'll be feeling sorry for people. I'll be connecting. I'll be crying. I'll be eyes watering. I'll be like, nah, man. I'd be caring, man. That stuff that's going on in Palestine and, you know, the Palestinians, man. I'd be like, man, come on, man. I'm not with it. It's just a natural reaction for me. Like, I'm not going to sit out here and be cynical and be like, yeah, as long as I'm right, that trumps every other feeling that I have. I'd rather be right than be compassionate. And I just don't move like that. I move heart first. That's why I like, you know, if somebody is playing, if somebody is lying, you know what I'm saying? You got me. You fooled me. You got me. But I can still live with myself because I just led with compassion. I led with heart. And so I'll never feel bad about that. It's just who I am, and I just got to embrace who I am. So, and you know, and for me, it's not just black people who I care for and who I love. And, you know, obviously I'm black. I'm proud to be black. I'm immersed in blackness. I was raised in it. But it's about more than that for me a lot of the times. It's about humanity. And I get it. We've been through a lot as black people. We've been through a lot. We've been out here getting played, done dirty, looked down upon, spit upon. People move away from us. People don't want nothing to do with us, but they love us at the same time. They want to reap the benefits of us, but still keep us at arm's length. And throughout all of that bullshit, I still be like, well, shit, I could easily be like, man, fuck everybody that ain't black. Because y'all not really rocking with us for real, for real. But for me, that's not enough for me. I'm still going to be compassionate for others. I'm still going to connect. I'm still going to reach out. That's just who I am, man. I don't want to shut it down. That just don't sit right in my spirit. And that's just me. All right? I'm not telling y'all, y'all got to, you know what I'm saying, move like I move, but that's just how I move, man. That's where I'm at, man. That's where my heart is at. Sick of it, man. But I told y'all not to vote for this man. Here we are. Here we are. Going numb is not the way. Becoming what you don't like is not the way. Becoming cold, numb, becoming, I'm going to just be mean because I'm tired of getting played. That's not the move. Put up your barriers. That's fine. Create barriers. You know what I'm saying? That's fantastic. Create restrictions, but don't become the person that you don't rock with. Stay yourself. I'm going to turn into a villain. Why? Why would you turn into a villain? What are we doing? What are we doing, man? Yeah, man, I'm not with it. And I'm so sick and tired of this men versus women battle. I'm so sick of it. And I speak on it all the time on here, man, but it's just so prevalent in the comment section. And I want to say this, too. I am not my comment section. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I think some of you do. I am not my comment section. It's been a few times where people be like, you need to take that post down, or you shouldn't have posted that. Somebody told me I was disrespectful for a post I put up yesterday where this girl got approached by a guy, and she was just going off on this dude because he was trying to holler. But she, you know, she wanted him out her face. And so I did a sequence video to that, and I responded to the situation that was going on. And I was just like, yo, I don't condone talking to people like this. But and then I said my piece about men need to learn how to get out a woman's face when she says she don't want you in her face. That's the overarching theme of what I had to say and how I was feeling was men need to take the L and get out of a woman's face. Ain't no back and forth. Ain't no none of that. Just leave. Some people still like, it's weird that you said it how you said it because you kind of dissed her for saying it. No, I didn't. I said, first of all, talking to people the way she was talking to him is dangerous. I know it's a necessary defense mechanism. I know that women are out here not feeling safe. They get attacked. They get assaulted. They get shot. They get murdered. So they have to protect themselves against men. 1,000%. I'm all for that. I saw my mom do it when I was little, and she had us out in the streets with her. She would go off on people. And so I would see it firsthand. So it's a necessary mechanism, but within that, you still have to be careful. It's unfortunate. It sucks that it has to be this way. But as a woman, even when you stand your ground against a man that is in your space and you feel at risk, you still have to be careful what you say. It sucks. I know it sucks. I know you don't want to walk on the eggshells. I know there's a period where you just like, man, fuck this. Get out my face. But she was going in on this man. That could be very dangerous, and it sucks because she was going in with the disrespect and the violence. She even threatened him with violence too. So it's like that type of language can get you messed up or even worse, killed. And that's what I don't want. I always want you to get home safe. That's the main thing. I want you to get home safe. And it's not about like, and somebody got mad at me. He was like, you said you would roast back. Because some women do just go, they jump the gun and just, you know, get disrespectful to a man as soon as he approaches. They be like, get your dusty ass out of here. Like, as soon as he walked, he didn't even get a chance to walk up. So it's like, I was like, yo, man, roast back. Roast back real quick. You know what I'm saying? Not the demeanor, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, why I got to be dusty? Your edges smell like mildew pillowcases. And they just walk up and take the L. They're like, nah, man, don't say nothing. Some people can go overboard with the disrespect. And that's what I was getting at. It's like that balloon popping show where people go overboard with the disrespect on why they don't like a certain person. when you disrespect somebody, they're going to feel the need to be like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? Let me fire back. Let me fire off. That's how I am. You're not just going to disrespect me and expect me to be like, all right, cool, man. You just roasted the shit out of me, man. I'm gonna roast back. I'm gonna say something back, man. You're not just gonna get a free disrespect off, especially if I came in like regular. But in that video, I don't know the whole context of what was going on in that video, but it also, it's like this, like when you protect yourself in the streets, and men go through it too. It's not just a woman thing. Men, we grew up in that. We grew up in, depending on what area you grew up in, if you were in certain neighborhoods, you would get pressed by gang members, by, you know, the street kids, whatever. Where you from? What you doing around here? What you doing over here? What's your business here? And depending on how you responded, you could get fucked up or worse, killed. So I could easily be like, if somebody was like, yo, where you from? I could be like, man, don't worry about where I'm from, man. Mind your business. I could respond like that. I got every right to be like, yo, if I'm feeling threatened, I got every right to be like, yo, man, get the fuck out of my face. I can do that. But that comes with consequences. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I do respond like that, the consequences are coming. They could be dire. You know, I was right to stand my ground, but there's certain ways you got to do it to where you can indeed make it home safe. Because like all day, you know, we see stuff like, man, if I was in one of them sundown towns and a truck full of hillbillies rolled up on me and like, what you doing around here, boy? I'm like, minding my fucking business. That's how I want to respond. I got a right to respond that way. But I also want to make it home safe. And that's very important, man. Very important. You got every right to feel how you feel. You got every right to defend yourself. But the main focus should always be getting home safe. So sometimes we got to monitor what we say because it's dangerous out here. And so, but also to that point, also, I had another incident with a friend of mine that we had like a falling out. She ended up unfollowing me is because of the comment section. And that's what I'm getting at. Like, I am not my comment section. My comment section is full of people that I don't agree with, that I don't rock with, that I got 2.9 million followers. I don't know these people. We don't agree. We don't see eye to eye. We don't live the same. We don't rock the same. So some of the stuff I post, it might be a food fight in the comment section. A lot of times I leave. I don't even know what's going on. And then I come back, oh, the whole food fight in here. But you're not going to hold me accountable to my comment section. There's people in there that be like, stick to comedy. I didn't come here for this. You're creating division. You could tell. Don't talk about race. Oh, here you go. You crying about race again. This is somebody I wouldn't rock with in real life, but they follow me and they in the comment section. It's full of toxic dudes that I don't rock with, but they in the comment section. Their takes on women, when I do see them in the comment section, a lot of people get blocked on the low. A lot of people get blocked on the low. Like, I be saying what you're saying, I be like, yo, man, I don't even want your energy in my orbit at all. So, but I feel like I'm getting dinged because, nah, you should take that down. You shouldn't even posted that. But what did I say in the video? What was my take on it? Well, you got these men in your comment section. Fuck them men in my comment section. They're not me. They don't reflect me. So it's kind of just like a weird thing. Even people that are overprotective of me, where it's like somebody might joke on me, somebody might roast me, and then the people come in the comment section and go in on that person. I'm like, yo, chill. You know what I'm saying? I know them for real. You know what I mean? So it's just like, the comment section is not me. I just want to lay that on the table. I want to lay that on the ledge. Now, if I say some fucked up shit, then you could be like, yo, Tone, man, you're not who I thought you was. Then by all means. What you're not going to do is hold me like, yo, man, Tony is this comment section. No, I'm not. No, the hell I'm not, man. Mm-mm. You ain't gonna put all that on me. You ain't going to put all that on me, man. Listen. All right, let me pay some bills, man. Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash, man. We all want some cash. I know I want some cash. I want some big cash, man. I like sports. So why can't I combine the two? Combining the two? Oh, that's when you're really living. Like, imagine liking sports and getting in on the cash, doing something you like. That's crazy. So with Prize Picks, turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long with Prize Picks. All right? And I like Prize Picks, man. Shout out to them. You know, I like being a partner with them. And they're dope. Do you know ball? There's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line, man. Championship is here now. You know, they won and won. I don't know how it's going to turn out. That means time is running out for you to put your final takes to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. This year's basketball playoffs are headed towards crowning a first-time champ in more than 50 years. Don't miss your last chance to cash in on history with Prize Picks. Pick more or less on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and more for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is also the best place to win cash while watching sports. You can join millions of users and sign up today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out. If your lineup isn't perfect, you can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. So they got some options in there for you, man. It's a good time. And also, the Tuesday and Friday promo, this Tuesday, every Tuesday, Prize Picks will discount several projections on the board, usually by 15 to 25%, man. So you can get in on that Taco Tuesday action, man. Taco Tuesday. I miss Taco Tuesday. I ain't even gonna lie, man. So get in on that, man. So download the app today. Use the code VERBAL to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code VERBAL to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Get in on that, man. Get in on it. All right, IG Live. They want me to cut the live off. They want me to just cut it smooth off, man. So I'm going to cut off the live. If you in here right now, join my Patreon. You ain't got to get cut off. You ain't got to get cut off. And somebody asked me in here if I was religious. No, I'm not. I'm spiritual. I believe in God, but I don't follow any religion. So, no, I'm not religious, but I am a God-fearer, you know. So, yeah, so that's that. That be that. All right. So I'm about to cut the live off. If you want to stay in here, join my Patreon, click the link in my bio, head to the Patreon, click that. It's fine. You can do it as low as $5 a month. You can do $5. You can do $7. You can do $10. You know, it's up to you. But $5 a month, man. $5 a month, and you getting access to live podcasts. This podcast live, Daddy Issues podcast live, the Ball Brothers podcast live. You just get all kind of perks by joining my Patreon. And when the movie nights return, you get access to the movie nights with me. We be having music nights. We be having a good time. So I want y'all to get in on that. Don't miss out. But the rest of y'all have a good day. Boom. Pow. Okay, it was some things I wanted to address on this verbal cardio. All right, let me find it. Let me find my notes, if you will. BET Weekend was this past weekend in Los Angeles. I feel like everybody I knew was at BET Weekend. It was going down. It was cracking. It was popping. Everybody was here. They was taking pictures. Everybody was looking fresh. They had the looks going. Everybody was on the red carpet. Everybody was posed up. You know what I'm saying? Hard bottoms, shiny shoes, billowy big pants. You know what I'm saying? Dresses. It was going down, BET Weekend, man. So Kevin and Melissa was at BET Weekend. They was doing it big. They was having it. And they was out there, and you know, a couple of people that know me, they was like, yo, I ran into Kev and Melissa yesterday, and I was like, yeah, man, they out there. And so Kev hit me up. Me and Kev have great conversations, by the way. But he was talking to me, and this is what Kev said. Kev was like, Tone, every time I go to an event, somebody asks me why you ain't there. And they be like, do you not want to come because you don't like dressing up? And that's a big part of it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not even going to front. I'm not even going to sugarcoat. A big part of why you don't see me at that stuff is because I got to dress up. I didn't go to the NAACP Image Awards because I had to dress up. I was nominated for an Image Award. I can't believe that, man. I was nominated for an Image Award. I ain't show up to nothing. They ain't never gonna nominate me again. I didn't show up to a damn thing. How dare I not show up on the strength of just like, man, I don't feel like the suits, dressing up, I'm out. That's ridiculous, y'all. Don't be like me. And so once I see, like, man, they got suits. Because when I look at everybody on BET Weekend, when I was looking at Kev and Melissa, and they had the suits and the dresses, and the, you know what I'm saying, Duvall and his wife, and they was suited up, and I was just like, man, they had to get a fitting. They had to do a wardrobe fitting. Oh my, they had to go through looks and see what they was feeling. And also, you got to spend big money to look fantastic. They was looking like money. I'm out, man. I'm out. Now, Valerie, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear you look good in suits. I don't want to hear it. It don't even matter. It don't even matter if I look good in the suit. I don't be caring. I'll just be like, man, get your boy up out of here. I know y'all say it do matter, but listen. I know I'm built for suits. I know I'm built for suits. But then I got on a suit and some dress shoes, some hard bottoms. So then me and Kev talk further. All right, so he said that. So you don't like dressing up? I was like, that's a big part of it. And then I was like, I've been watching all the peeps out here on the BET tip, and I'd be like, they had to dress up and get outfits together. I'm out. But then I was like, then a part of me is like, am I too reclusive? I need to be outside, but then I'd be like, do I need to be outside though? And then Kev was like, yes, Tony, you are too reclusive. I've been trying to nudge you, but too reclusive. But also, I don't know, man. Like, you know, if you don't have to do something, you don't want to do it. But if you ever stop doing stand-up comedy, if you ever stop doing stand-up comedy or coming to game night, that's when I'm going to genuinely be concerned. As long as you go to the movies and you got your little situation, you know, as we get older, when you said, you said my way. I don't know how that came out because that's a voice note in the text. But he was just basically saying, like, I don't know if you're getting too reclusive, but it's like he would get concerned if I stopped showing up to game nights and if I stopped doing stand-up comedy. And I get being outside in this industry is important. Out of sight, out of mind is very important and is very real. And I know this, but I still just be like, I don't want to. And I know I need to make the adjustments. I know I need to come out and be out here. And another thing too, and Kev touched on this as well, is like Kev is married. So, you know, when you have a spouse that, you know, let's do this, let's do that. And a lot of times as men, we got to take our woman out. We got to take our woman out. We out here, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women like to get dolled up and get fresh and get fly and just be seen in the flyness. A lot of women like that. So a lot of times, you know, as men, we be like, I could care less. But, my, you know, wifey, you know what I'm saying? Got to take her out. So since I'm single, I don't have that, like, you know, got to take baby girl out, man. We got to be seen, you know what I mean? And so I don't have that element in my life. So I just be like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had a girl that was like, yo, let's go to BET weekend, I'd be like, BET weekend it is. And then I'd be in a suit, you know, just standing there. Like, yo, look at her, man. Look at her. And then I'd just be standing there in the suit, you know. So, and I could be booed up. I know. I could, let me tell you something. I could be booed up right now. I could be booed up right now. I could be like, hey, listen. Let's do this. I know I'm fully aware. I'm fully aware, but I'll be like, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Until I'm not, you know, somebody might come along, I'll be like, you know what? You. And then, you know, and then I'll be at the BET weekend. Like, yo, man, I got a girl now, BET weekend. I got the suit on and the loafers. But single Tony, man, it's just, I like being in that house. That's the event. I like being in that house, man. Being in that house, woo, that's the event. And I know y'all keep telling me to holler at Khalees, man. Watch out. She in Africa. Africa's far. Ain't that what T-Bot said in Belly? Africa's far. And y'all don't even know if me and Khalees would even match. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't know. You got to match. At this big age, you got to match. And I'm not talking like visually. I'm talking about, you know, energy. Energy matching. That's a real thing, man. Alice asked me, do you do networking events? I am a horrible networker. I don't like networking. It's got to be organic. I like everything to be organic, and I like everything to flow, energy, nothing forced, organic. And I feel like if I'm at a networking, for one, I keep telling y'all this, but y'all don't believe me, I'm shy. So if I don't know people, I'm not going to be all up in your face. Like, if I know of you, I could be like, yo, man, I'm a big fan, man. You know what I'm saying? Ever since that could be a nice little door opening right there. But if it's like certain people that were behind the scenes and I don't really know you like that, I'm not going to force the conversation. So I've been in several situations where, yo, Tone, this is the producer of such and such. This is the talent manager for such and such. He works over at BET. He works over at Sony. He works over. And I'll be like, how you doing? And then that's it. That's all I get. If we ain't got no organic conversation, I'm trash on the networking hoo-ha, fluff. I can't do it. And it's not me trying to be like, I ain't never going to be fake. It's not in me, man. You know, I like flow. I like energy. I like for it to be. I hate forced conversation where I know I'd be like, yo, under any circumstances, I wouldn't even be talking to this person, man. Some people just be boring, man. You be having a conversation, man. I'm like, man, you boring. And so I just be there, like, you know. And don't get me wrong, I know I'm coming off as antisocial, but I'm not antisocial. I promise you, yo. I promise you. Anybody ever met me, anybody ever been around me, you know I'm not antisocial. But I just don't force the talking. I got to feel it, you know what I'm saying? I'm very, you know, I love to give compliments. I love to hype people up. I can do that all day in my sleep, but you know what I'm saying? But who knows, man? Maybe I'll get better at it. I don't know, but you know. A friend of mine was talking about this. So what is that? Hold on. Obsession can look like love. Attachment can look like connection. Obsession can look like love. In this day and age, we talking about Diddy and the Cassie situation and just like love bombing and dudes coming in extra tough and hard and just smothering you down with buttery ass love. And then you find out it's a method of control and you just be like, I thought he loved me. Obsession can look like love, but it's not real love though. And obsessions can fade fast. You know what I mean? But the love, you know what I'm saying? The love that jiggles your heartstrings, you know, that's that real. But the obsession, it could feel like something, but then it could go the other way. It could go the other way fast. And I don't know if any of you have had anybody actually be obsessed with you. Anybody ever had that? Where somebody was just like, Crunchy Apple, tell me what that felt like. Tell me y'all experiences with the obsession. How did it feel? And did it end up being real and stuff like that later on down the line? Stalking, okay. Creepy as fuck. Control, manipulation. Okay. Lala had a dude park in front of my house for 3 days. Yo, you had a dude parked in front of your house for 3 days? Yo, there's a movie called The Bike Riders or something like that. It came out like last year. I'm not sure if that's the name of it. Wait, hold on. It might not be The Bike Riders. Yeah, The Bike Riders. That was the name of the movie. So, Austin Butler's character, this is what he did in the movie. And I was like, what kind of shit is this? So, this is what this dude did. So, Austin Butler's character, he was one of the bikers. And it was a girl there that went to the biker bar. She's just like, oh, these men are just disgusting, this, that. But she was looking at him. He was at the pool table. The light was hitting him just right. He was smoldering, you know what I'm saying? She was just like, oh, shit. So, you know, he didn't say much. He was just like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And then she was just like, and she was very, like, keeping it real with these other dudes and looking at them like they were just pure dirt and filth. But she connected with him. So he was just like, all right. So she goes out. She's like, I'm leaving. Her white pants was dingy because dudes was just like, you know, feeling on her or whatever. So they go for a little bike ride. She's on the back of his bike and she's like, man, this is crazy, but I'm kind of liking this. So he drops her off at the crib. He then goes up the street, turns around and parks his bike across the street, leans on his bike, takes out a cigarette, starts smoking a cigarette. So she's just like, all right, man, you better get the hell out of here because my boyfriend's coming home. Boyfriend comes home, just like, man, what the hell you doing? What you doing out here? And then he goes in the house, he fussing at her. Then he come back out the next morning. He's still sitting out there on the bike, chilling. He's just like, hey, man, hey, get the fuck from, you get from around here. Dips off, comes back home from work. He's still there. And he's just like, oh, you still here? You know what? He goes in the house, cusses her out, packs his belongings, and then drives off. Cusses him out on the drive off. And then after all that, he done sat out there for a full day and a half. He goes and knocks on her door. And, you know, they ended up getting married shortly thereafter. And I was just like, what the hell? That would be creepy as fuck in real life. There's no way that's flying in real life. There's no way. I was just like, what kind of super macho weird shit is this? Hell no. Nah. So let me go back. So Lala said somebody was parked outside her house for 3 days, which is crazy. Real unconditional love stands the test of time. G-Man had a stalker. A guy I dated for a month in 2002. It's usually cute in the beginning. No fun and hard to get rid of. Dysfunctional, terrifying. I feel like it's control. It was controlling and emotionally abusive. My ex gave me PTSD. I've been that way with one woman I didn't recognize until after. Okay, Wallace Stewart, tell us about your obsession. When you say you've been that way with one woman, tell us what you was doing. Hey, and listen, we listening and we ain't judging up in here. Just so y'all know, let Wallace get his shit off, y'all. Let Wallace get his shit off. And I respect the accountability, but what made you, like, what were you doing? I want to know. I want to know what you was doing, dog, that had you like, that you recognized. I don't know if you recognized it after the fact or while you were still in it, but like, what was going on? I think Wallace is typing something good. That's why he gone for the moment. And also too, like, let's share. Like, if you've been obsessed with somebody, because a lot of times we present ourselves like it's always the other person. If you were in fact the obsessed one, what was you doing? What did you have going on? Zane says, I was obsessed with someone for 8 years. Realized I had to let her go. She was living her life, and I wasn't living mine. Okay. What was you doing on the obsession tip, Zane? Wallace Stewart said, I mean, like calling, texting all day at work. Like I needed it every sec. I needed every second of her time. We gelled so great. Even after she cheated, I said, I'll help raise the child. Oh, so she cheated and got pregnant? I went from SoCal to NoCal back to SoCal just to see Tony. You went from Southern California to Northern California back to SoCal just to see me? Hold on, man. You obsessed with me? Watch out. Wallace said, I drove 45 minutes to an hour from where I live to be more daily. Okay. Zakiya said, my coworker had an ex-boyfriend that was stalking her at her job for a full week. He killed her that Friday morning. She was going to court. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. That's, whew, shit. Damn. the following Monday to get a restraining order, but she never made it. Oh my God, man. That's terrible. And that hit me in the soul. Whoo, that's terrible. I think you can be obsessed internally. It may not affect the other person, but it'll eat you alive. Zane says, I was following her through social media platforms, got her number, and we talked for a month or two. Okay. How did it end, though? Oh, come on, Zakiya, man. In front of her daughter? God damn. Ladies, we have to keep our head on the swivel and pay attention to the red flags. That's 1,000% correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, she was only 9 years old. Oh, my God. Lady Ray says, I had to threaten my ex that the feds can raid his house and arrest him for harassing me on the job. Worked in the federal building. My infatuation with Tony is over now. Cracking the fuck up. You good, boo. Okay. Yeah, because don't play with me. Do not play with me. Let me tell y'all something, man. I don't do none of them obsession games. Healthy obsession, sure. Like we feeling one another. We always thinking about one another. That's fine. It's healthy. It's a good time. You know what I'm saying? As long as we still living life, as long as we still getting stuff done, as long as we can still have healthy communication with other people or family, friends or whatever, that's fine. But like when it comes into like creepy mode, I'll be like, listen, don't be obsessed with me on any level. You can have a crush, but keep it cute. Keep it cute with me, let me tell y'all why I move a certain way. I call myself a deer when it comes to a lot of things. I'll be like, because I done seen some things. I done seen, you know, I saw my oldest brother go through something with a woman that made me like, yo, shit is crazy out here. This is crazy. And so ever since then, I was like, yo, man, I don't want nobody liking me too much. Not to the degree of just like doing too much, hitting me up too. Nah, man. Mm-mm. Because my older brother was dealing with a girl who lived nearby us. She lived nearby. And I'm not going to say the name. But they was kicking it. They was hanging out a lot. It was like, yo, man, we hanging out. And then, you know, that they fooled around or whatever. But I guess he was like, I ain't really feeling it no more. But she wasn't having that. She wasn't having that. And she had two daughters. And they were younger. One was like in the stroller and one could walk. And so we would see her walking around all the time with the kids. Because like I said, she lived close. So I'm just like, oh, there she go. You know what I'm saying? And then she would call him from the payphone. She had to walk to the payphone that was like in front of this like old store that was no longer open, but they still had a payphone there. So we would see her and her kids going to the payphone, and then she would call my brother. And so, you know, things was going, you know, south or whatever, and he was trying to disengage. But, you know, I see her strolling across the street. I see her go. I could see her from the window go to, like, where that payphone was, and then the phone would ring. And then after a while, she started getting pizzas delivered to the house that none of us ordered. She would just have pizzas getting delivered. And I'm just like, first of all, like, what kind of move is this? What kind of move is this where you just like, oh, we done, huh? I'm going to get pizzas delivered to your crib. Like, ha, what kind of weaponry is this? Oh, you gonna play me? Oh, just you wait. You gonna get some pizzas delivered. Oh, yeah. You want to fuck around with me? You wait till you get these pizzas delivered to the crib that you didn't order. Hmm? Oh, I got something for your ass. I got an extra large pepperoni, no onions for you. Hmm? Yeah. Keep playing with me. You gonna get that large pan pizza. All right? And feel this. With anchovies. That's what you getting. You think you gonna play me? Oh, you getting the medium thin crust deluxe combo. That's with pineapples. You think you gonna do this shit to me? Oh, hell no. You getting a large half pepperoni, half chicken. I'm not one to be played with. I am not one to be played with. And a side of wings. That's what the hell you getting. All jokes aside, she kept getting these pieces delivered. And we just like, yo, man, we didn't order pizza. And so we just like, yo, man, she doing this. And I'm taking this in. This is me as a teenager. So I'm taking it in. I'm like, yo, it's crazy women out here. That's how I'm taking it in. I'm like, yo, man, what's going on, man? She could do anything to her. Fast forward, like, he got in another relationship. She kept walking past the house, kind of talking shit. Her and the girl got into a fight. I'm just like, yo, man, this is crazy. This is crazy, man. So I was like, nah, man. So I'm seeing this with fresh, virgin, young eyeballs. I'm a teenager. You know, I'm in high school. So if I got any shred of any scent of just like control or like territorialness or anything like that, I'm like, yo, man, I'm out. I'm out, man, because this could be another, you know, they could be delivering pizzas, man. She could be delivering pizzas at any moment, man. I'm not getting pizzas delivered. I'm not going to have it, man. So I was always just on edge, man. Hell no. So once I saw that, I was just like, mm-mm. It's getting crazy out here. So when I get a hint of just like any type of super obsession with me to where we're both not crazy about one another. And when I say crazy, I mean a healthy crazy. Not like a crazy crazy. I mean like a healthy, I've been thinking about you all day. I was thinking about you too. That's fine. That's a good time. When you both feeling one another and the vibes is mutual all day. But when it's like they be hitting you up with mad messages, they done hit you up with 10, 15 messages and you ain't even responded and they still going, watch out. Like, yo, man, you've been talking to yourself for 4 weeks. I ain't even responded to you. Yeah, but, you know, yeah. That's when I be like, pizzas. That's all I'm going to say, man. You giving me pizza vibes. Because we ain't even been interacting like that. Pizza vibes, man. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. Once I get creeped out, man, there's no turning back for me. There's no turning back, man. Pizza. And it scares me because it's like, even though I'm a man and these are, you know, women, and you know that the fear of danger is not the same. Like, women fear men because they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more dangerous, they're more violent. They're like, you know what I'm saying? How can I defend myself against this man? With a woman that might be unstable, a woman could kill you too. A woman could, you know, slash your tires, slash you, attack your girlfriend, you know, stuff like that. So it'd just be like, yo, man, pizza. It's just, I I don't rock with the creepy vibes, man, because I'm very sensitive to energy. I know I be out here being silly and stuff like that, but I pay attention to energy, vibe. I'll just be like, if the vibes are off, I'm just like, man, something ain't right, man. I'm getting the creeps. And some of y'all be liking the creepy vibes low key. You be liking that creepy shit. Some of y'all be thinking it's romantic. To where it's like, yeah, he sat outside my job every day until I said yes. No, man, hell no, man. Hell no. I'm not sitting outside your job every day. If I didn't come to pick you up and we already prearranged the pickups. I'm not about to be out here like, yeah, you turned me down, but here I am. I'm going to wear you down. I ain't wearing nobody down. If we got a good rapport, like we got a good vibe, there's a friendship there, there's a nice little flow, and even though you may be like, I'm just not ready to date, Tony, I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? We could just be cool. We could just talk about regular stuff. And then we talk about regular stuff, then I'd be like, hey, now. You know, the offer's still on the table. Stop, Tony. I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, man, this movie was dope, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? The game was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So how do you, we going back to regular conversation. Then every now and then, throw in a little, hey, listen, you know, I'm still feeling you. You know what I'm saying? Stop. You know what I'm saying? I like you too, but not like that. I'm just not ready. I respect it. And then I go back to regular shit. But I'm not about to be pulling up unannounced. I'm not about to be stalking. I'm not about to be sitting outside your job. None of that, man. Hell no. So be careful out here, ladies. These dudes is creeps out here. Some of you women are creeps, too. Some of you women are straight creeps. There's some creepy-ass women out here. Let's call it what it is. Now, I done seen them firsthand. I done got the energy from some. Creepy vibes. So be careful, y'all. Don't be so thirsty for the affection that you be mistaking the creepiness for something real. Nah, man, watch out. Even on the attachment can look like connection. You just attached to somebody. But is it real connection, though? Is it real high-speed internet? Somebody just attached to you, but ain't no connection. Somebody could be attached to me right now, and I'm not even attached to them on the other side. And so it's just like, yo, you doing all this, man? I'm just over here chilling. Why are you doing all? I didn't ask for this. Yeah, but connection. Like, it's kind of one-sided. So just be careful, man. Be careful out here. It's treachery out here. Hold on, I got to go back to Wallace Stewart, man. I got to start doing call-ins with y'all so I can better have a back and forth with y'all. Cuz I'll be getting lost on the in the chat's work. Cuz I'll be missing stuff. Hold on, Miss Mia G. Egged his house, car, walkway. He slipped and broke his legs. What? And the flaxes from the eggs. She stalked the hospital, too. It was bad. God damn. Tony could write a funny dating movie. Man, I'll be sleeping on my writing skills, man. I need to just fully embrace. Miss Mia G says, I'm in a nightmare dating group on Facebook. This girl was telling us how she crashed out on her ex after he broke up with her out the blue. He was allergic to eggs, so Shawty bought dozens of eggs. Yo, that's attempted murder. That's attempted murder. You ready to put your life and freedom on the line because you got broken up with? It's crazy out here. You willing to put your freedom at risk on some shit like this? Man, my freedom is everything. Let me tell you something. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, If I walked in and my girl was cheating on me and I walk in and she getting towed off by another dude. Well, I walk in there, man, dude just taking her to Pound Town. And I walk in on that, man. I'm like, first of all, it's easier to say what you're going to do when you're outside of it. You don't know what you're going to do in situations like that. But for me, how I feel right now, I feel like I would just stand there, walk in on the Pound Town. I'd be like, this what we doing? And they, I imagine they either going to scramble or something. And if it's my crib, like if I walk into her place and that's what's going on, I'll be like, man, y'all getting it in. Y'all really getting it in. Some good pumps. And then I'm going to just walk out. Devastated, but I'm going to walk out. If it's happening in my crib, dude got to go, first of all. Dude got to get up out of there, man. And it better not be in my bed. That's just crazy work. So I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be like, yo, man, that's crazy. Or I might even do this. If they're getting it in so good, I'm going to just be like, all right, let me grab the pistol. I'm going to get the pistol. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to just have it on hand. And I'm going to just be like, get the fuck out. And then it's going to be scrambled. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be whatever. I'm not even going to fight, dude. Not even going to put hands on him. I'm going to be like, just get the fuck out, man. And then I'm going to burn the bed sheets. And then we're done. We're done. And that's it, man. What I'm not about to do is fight him, because I could be, you know, charged with assault. I don't know what the charges are. If I shoot him, attempted murder, could be in there. Murder. Now I'm in jail for somebody who wasn't even worth it. Now I'm in jail. She cheated on me. I'm sitting in jail for what? Now I'm locked up for a girl that didn't even care about me like that. So you gotta be calm. I'm not gonna damage no property. I'm not gonna do none of that, man. Because then if I damage the property, if I set the car on fire, if I, you know what I'm saying, burn all her wardrobe, you know what I'm saying, charges could be brought up. I'm not trying to get no charges. Zero charges. That's my whole thing. I'm not about to be paying lawyer fees. I'm not about to be getting bailed out. I don't want none of that. Because now I'm paying the price out of my pocket. Heart is already broken, ripped to shreds. Now I got to deal with the legal ramifications on the, man. How many L's you going to take? Just give me the premium L of me finding out somebody taking you to Pound Town. That's L enough for me. That's L McPherson, man. El Mariachi. I don't need to add the extra LL. I don't need to be LL Cool J. Come on, man. How many L's you want to take in life? Me, just give me the hot one, man. I saw you getting pounded. I'll never forget that. I'm good on the L. Now I'm going to see you getting pounded in my mind while I'm sitting in the penitentiary, surviving. Ugh. We got to be smarter, y'all. I know we be living and leading with emotions. But sometimes you got to just be like, you got to look further down the road of where you're at in your emotional state. You got to look further down the road. Be like, all right, if I put hands on this man, if I shoot him in the ass cheeks, if I wild out on both, if I shoot both of them in the thighs, you got to deal with the ramifications of all of this. So I'll be like, nah, man, I just need you to get the fuck out the crib. Actually seeing something like that would give me better closure and would help assist me in cutting you off. Because that's finalized. Ain't nothing else to talk about after that. Yo, you was getting taken down to Pound Town. We're done. There's no awkward, how are we going to disengage? How are we gonna, none of that. This is a clean, pure, good break. You smash another dude. There's nothing else to discuss. I'm going to be like, I'm going to cry. Yeah, I'm going to shed tears. I'm going to be like, damn, man. She wasn't even worth it, man. Here I am, man. You know, staying true. I'm going to spark up a cigarette that I didn't even know I had. I was out here staying true, man. I gave her the world. She going to do this shit to me, man. This shit is crazy, man. I gave her everything, man. All right, fuck it. And then we move forward. We move on with the complete freedom of us not being in jail, man. That's a glorious life. That's how you rebound. That's how you rebound and get on with life. You take the L, you internalize it. You be like, damn, I got cheated on. You go to therapy if need be. So you can learn how to trust and love again, put your heart out there again. But you're free. You're free. Freedom is everything, y'all. It's everything. It's so important. All right, let me see. Let me see about these topics y'all want me to touch on before I get out of here. Oh, so Brittany said this. This must be a spillover from the Ball Brothers episode. Brittany Jade said, Tony, Grace from Sinners was indeed trash. When the shit hit the fan, she wanted to leave immediately. She made her husband get the car, which in turn, he got bit, which led to the vamps potentially going after their daughter. If she would have cared more about what happened to Stack and the blacks in the first place, none of that would have ever happened. I saw you and Kev talk about this on the Ball Brothers. I can't make the live. Someone in the bakery, please bring this up. So, Grace was all about the money from the jump. Grace was all about the money. And if you haven't seen Sinners, cover your ears. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Sinners, we about to talk about Sinners. So, Grace, she was all about the money from the jump, right? She's cool with smoking Stack, but it was apparent that the husband was always closer to smoking Stack. You could tell by their reaction when, you know, he went to their store and the husband saw him. There's a friendship there. And so Grace is like, yeah, we cool with y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about this money. I'm about this paper. I'm about the family business. So, And we all got relationships like that. Like if you in a relationship and your partner has a good friend, you might not have the same affection for that friend that your significant other has. You know what I'm saying? This is my boy. This is my boy Leon right here. And my wife might be like, Leon's cool. You know what I'm saying? He cool. I just tolerate him because of my husband. That happens all the time. So Grace was like, yo, this is a good night. We can make some money. We can get paid. Let's make this money. So when the shit does indeed hit the fan, self-preservation is going to kick in. Like, yo, man, let's get the fuck up out of here, man. Something ain't right. I just came out here to get paid. I ain't asking for nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't think Grace owed them a ton. You know what I mean? Of course she wants to get the fuck out of Dodge. Let's get the hell out of here. We don't know what's going on. I want to preserve my family. And a lot of us are like that. A lot of us are like, yo, when it comes down to it, are you gonna go for your family? Are you gonna go for the people that you cool with? 9 times out of 10, you're gonna go with your family. 9 times out of 10, you're going to try to preserve your way of life. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be like, yo, let's get the fuck up out of here. Let's get the hell out of here. Yo, get the car, man. Let's just go. You're going to try to get back to your daughter or your son. we thinking it's whack because we're attached to the characters of Smoke and Stack and everybody's. We're attached. So we just like, nah, man, don't dip out on them, man. How dare you dip out on them? But I see why Grace moved how she moved all throughout. It was just like, well, you know what I'm saying? It sucks, but I get it. So I can't give her full whack status. It's like how everybody always calls Skyler whack on Breaking Bad. People rip Skyler to shreds all the time on Breaking Bad. She was annoying in the beginning. She was. She was up Walt's ass. I remember he told her, like, can you just crawl out of my ass for 1 second? But then it became a point where Walter White forced her to stay in that situation that she never signed up for. Skyler never signed up to be up in a drug kingpin setup. He forced her into it. He would never leave. He would never leave her alone. She was just like, man, just leave, man. Nah, man. You gonna cook the books. You gonna do all this. Walter was toxic as fuck for that. He would not just leave that woman be. Like, nah, man. And we get why Walter was doing what he was doing, but he was dead wrong for that. And then she cheated, man. She fucked her boss. That ain't got nothing to do with the drug kingpin. And like I was saying earlier, man, freedom. You can smash your boss and still be free. Okay? You get caught up in the drug kingpin, guess what's going to happen? You're going to end up dead or in jail. And he forced her into that situation, using the kids as leverage, all that stuff. So when it comes to Grace, a lot of people are just like, nah, man, be down for the team. Be down for the squad. We in this together. We got to stick together. Some people are going to be like, nah, man, my family come first. Let's get the fuck out of here. There's always going to be people like that. It's always going to be people like, yo, man, I like y'all like that, but my daughter, I got stores. I got businesses. Y'all just swing into town. I ain't seen y'all. I don't know how long. Y'all come out here. Y'all be like, yeah, we're going to open a juke joint, man. This shit may or may not work long term. We in the South. Yo, bring the car around. Let's get the fuck up out of here. I got the business to run. There's some weird shit going on around here. Let's get the fuck out of Dodge. People out here dead. What the hell's going on? Who killed him? What, she bit him? Shot her. The cops is going to come. We in the South. They going to lynch us all. Get the car. Bring it around. I'm trying to get back to my daughter and my business because business was booming before this shit happened. But y'all want to be mad at Grace for like, nah, man, she should have stayed together with the crew. You gotta put yourself in these situations. So it's like, damn, I'm still like, damn, Grace, but I get Grace at the same time. She was reckless, but hey, guess what happens sometimes when you're faced with some weird shit? Sometimes you get reckless. Sometimes you get knocked off your square. Sometimes you get desperate. Fear is a powerful thing, y'all. Fear and desperation will have you acting outside of your body. Sometimes fear can make you freeze up to where you completely bitch up. Or sometimes fear can just have you doing some irrational shit. And that's an irrational last night when all you wanted to do was make some goddamn money. People have been frozen solid just because it was a spider in the kitchen. A spider in the kitchen will have you frozen solid, screaming, calling your boyfriend. He at work. He like, he's just come get this in the kitchen. I'm not going back down there. Of a spider in your kitchen. Now you take full murder, people getting shot, vampires, weird shit going on, threats to your family. And let's see how calm y'all are. Cue up your calmness. Let's see how that works out. I love to see y'all just cool as ice at all times. But yeah, man, we just got to stick together, man. It's just crazy. All right, let's see it. Let's see y'all react like that. Fear all around you. I want to see each and every one of y'all cool as cucumbers. No panic. I've seen people flip out for way less. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to give grace for people fully panicking out. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Anyway, I need to get the hell out of here, man. I'm already over an hour in. This was a fun episode. I'm going to start doing call-ins with y'all, man. I think I'm gonna try to incorporate that. If we do some like call-ins. I know Sabrina did that once on an episode, but I think that would be a nice addition. Have y'all call in. We chop it up on certain topics. Y'all tell y'all stories on certain things. And we overdue for another Supernatural episode. And before we get out of here, I want to say this about Clarissa Shields. I feel like they're talking about her relationship too much. It's overshadowing her career. And it just annoys me. Clarissa Shields is doing some phenomenal things in the world of boxing, right? She's out here. She's undefeated. She's winning fights. That should always be the focus. That should always be the focus, what she's overcome, what she's doing. But they always want to be like, you and Papoose, really my, Papoose, really my. Man, come on, man. Let's focus on the greater thing that's happening, is her fighting career. She could go down as one of the greats, a legend in the sport. But they want to talk about you and Papoose, man, who you dating? You think you could beat Papoose in the fight, man? Come on, man. What are we doing, man? Let's focus on the fight. And then people in the comment section, child, he married. Let me tell y'all something about marriage. They are clearly no longer married. Y'all know this. Remy Ma got a man situation going on. Papoose, they are no longer married. Yeah, it says it on the paper, but we know what we're talking about when we say a marriage. There's the paperwork element, and then there's the real marriage, the heart of it. The heart of this marriage is gone. It's done. Dunskies. It's out of here. Done. The paperwork is still there. Yeah, they married, but they're not married. They're not together. So y'all sit up here saying, he married. Like she getting with a married man. You know what getting with a married man really looks like. This ain't that. So shut up. Just shut the hell up, man. You know damn well that marriage is dunskies. So y'all just be saying, I couldn't date no married man. It's not a married man in that sense. They just got that paperwork. I don't know what's taking them so long, but that's not my business. But I would like for the people that interview Clarissa and, like, you know, going forward, I want them to focus on her career, man. Focus on that career. That's the hot stuff. This is the reason why we know her, man. The hands, the achievements, the athleticism, the skill set. Let's focus on that. God bless America, man. Sick of it. And anyway, I'm about to knock out some movie reviews. I'm listening to Kev, and I'm gonna start doing spoiler reviews for my movie reviews so I can fully go in on these movies. So I'm changing up the format in the first half and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This movie, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want the spoilers, you know what I'm saying, right here, I give it about 3.5 saxophones out of 5. And then I'm gonna go into the nitty gritty and just that way I can really dig in and just put my, because it's hard to talk about a movie where I'm protecting the spoilage. It's hard to really go in. So Kev was like, man, we want to hear your perspective for real. And I'm like, all right. So I'm gonna try to do that. And the numbers better go up.
Do it the other way.
Huh?
So do it if you're gonna give them the score.
Yeah.
Still do it at the end.
Okay.
But you could tell them
spoiler.
Just skip. Skip to the end. If you don't hear no spoilers, skip to the end. Because that's usually how it's structured.
Okay. That's what they be doing?
I mean, usually they just put the review up for stuff, and then it's just like you watching, and obviously somebody in the comments would be like, the score is here, or they'll say it or something. That's what I've seen from like other review things or whatever. Because it truly isn't fair to you to just be like, you know, I don't understand how people will want to see it. Because if you're going to watch the full video, you know that I'm going to talk on some details, I feel like.
Right.
That's only fair.
Yeah.
So I feel like in order to do it, it's like if you don't want to hear it, like at the beginning, disclaimer, there's going to be spoilers in here.
Right.
So if you don't want to hear it,
mm-hmm.
you skip to the end. Because if you say it up front, then it'd be like, people are like, oh, then they're going to tap out. Like they're already going to know the score.
Okay,
they tapping
gotcha.
Out.
Gotcha.
So that'll save the integrity of the video for everybody else.
Okay. Say less. All right. That's what I'm doing, y'all. So I'm going to go, I'm doing Straw and The Ballerina. So be on the lookout for those, man. I appreciate y'all for being in here. Thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.